And then in his own heart, he carved out his plan for salvation.
A prophet met him on the road, a man of God, a man renowned to have been a man of God. Met him on the road, said, Jeroboam, you're honored of God. You're blessed. God's going to be with you. Listen to what the Lord says about you, Jeroboam. What does he say? He says, you're going to be blessed. God's going to give you the kingdom that he gave to David. Oh, that's an everlasting kingdom. That kingdom's going to bear a Christ someday.
Right.
God's going to give this kingdom unto you. All you have to do is let this people go up and do worship. That's what the devil can't afford. He can't let you worship God. He don't mind you going to a Pentecostal church as long as you don't start worshiping God. But if you ever start worshiping God in the Pentecostal church, you'll never leave. If you ever get those chains off your arms for one time, you'll never leave. If you ever get your hands in the air one time, you'll never quit. If you ever talk in tongues one time, you'll never want to stop. Amen. You can say what you think it is or is not all day long. But you just let the power of God touch you one time. You've never been to a ball game. You've never seen a show. You've never heard a song. You've never been to anything like that. One touch of the hand of God. One touch of His reality. One touch of the genuine. I'm talking about the genuine Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the genuine reality there is in God. Hallelujah. You'll never let Him go. Hallelujah. You'll start singing, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Amen. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. You can have it all, but give me Jesus. Hallelujah. There's an old song we used to sing, take my shoes away, but leave me Jesus. Oh, take my coat away, but leave the Lord. I don't know who sung that or who wrote it, but I want to tell you one thing. From the heart of somebody that had a genuine experience. The things of this earth don't mean anything anymore. It doesn't matter what people think anymore. A man that's free is free indeed. The Bible said, whom the Son has set free, he is free indeed. Hallelujah! 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 The shackles are broken. The fear is gone. You can trust Him again. You can believe the Word of God. True and honest religion can find a desperate need. It isn't a sense for panic. It's not a time for a display of shock and emotion that God will let you fall into such a bind. To the man and the woman that knows and understands the promises of God, a crisis simply becomes a stepping stone to prove that God one more time is God and that He loves His children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Folks that are bound by fear can reach for the promises of God and never reach them. Can walk and try to walk with God but can never get anywhere. They're chained. They're in stocks and bonds. Held by a substitute worship that will absolutely leave you desperate and will leave you lonely of the presence of God. What you need to do tonight is for the first time in all of your life. If you haven't ever worshipped God, you need to worship Him. I challenge you in this building tonight, regardless of what you think of anybody else or what anyone else does. What do you think would happen to you if for the first time in your life you stuck your hand straight on up into the blue heaven and said, Jesus Christ, I don't know what life is all about and I don't know what things are all about, but I know one thing, I want You more than I want anything in this world. Take this whole world, but Jesus Christ, come into my heart. Make me over new again, forgive my sins, and fill me with Your Spirit. You know what would happen to you? You'd be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Saul of Tarsus thought he was doing God a favor, putting all the Christians to death, binding them, casting them into prison. He comes down the road, and the light from God shines on him. And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. He thought he was doing God a favor. He thought he was worshiping God.
He thought he was doing the right thing by binding these Christians and putting them in jail. Selling these children. Getting rid of these heretics. Thought he was doing God a favor. Come to find out, God wanted him to be one of them. And the beatings he gave to other people, he got. And the stonings he'd given to other people, he got. And the problems he'd caused other folks, he'd gotten. If he'd had any sense, he'd have stopped and said, "Now look, Lord, I want to tell you something. I don't mind being one of those Christians, but I'd just as soon I didn't have to go through all of the stuff I've put them through." If he'd had any sense, he'd said, "Lord, I don't mind being your servant, but I want to belong to a church where they don't make so much noise." Said, "Lord, I don't mind being a Christian, but I don't want to talk in tongues." No, he didn't say that. He just gave God his heart, life, soul, body, mind. He said, "I surrendered all." He said, "I counted it all as lost that I might gain Christ." Counted what? All as lost. Everything. I gave him my fear. I gave him my loves. I gave him my desires. Gave him my education. Gave him my will. Gave him my goals. Gave him my ambitions. I gave him all of my heart. I surrendered it all to him. God made him the greatest preacher that ever lived, as far as we know, in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. A man that comes to God with reservation and said, "I want to serve you, Lord, but I've got a few things here in my heart." People that come to God and say, "I don't mind living a holiness life, but there's one or two things I cannot do." Down the road somewhere, the devil's going to take them, drag them out, and destroy their soul. Because he's already got a crack in the wall. He's already got a wedge in their heart. He's already got a hole in the dike. A man that doesn't surrender everything to God, he can't have God. If you're going to serve the Lord, you can't serve man. If you're going to serve mammon, you can't serve God. You've got to make up your mind. Are you going to serve God with an old-fashioned, all-out, Bible-loving, Holy Ghost, backwoods, sky-blue, sin-killing religion that the Word of God proclaims to be righteousness? Or are you going to listen to the theories of men and go along with the tradition of the time? If I were you, I'd make a change. I'd be baptized in water in Jesus' name. You haven't been baptized until you've been baptized in Jesus' name. You say, "I've been baptized in church. I got baptized in the title of Father, Son, Holy Ghost." They didn't do anything but get your hair whipped and make you change clothes. You say, "I like you less than I did." I don't like the devil either. I'm not preaching at people tonight. I'm preaching at spirits. I'm here to tell you that the devil has damned more souls in Fort Worth, Texas, because people's ears were plugged, arms were shackled, feet were chained. They wanted to serve God, but they couldn't. They wanted to worship God, but they didn't. They wanted to surrender all, but they couldn't find it in their power. I come against every spirit like that in every person in this building tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to be set free by the power of God, to lift up your hands and worship the Lord. You can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost right now. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I want to tell you something. The baptism of the Holy Ghost speaking with other tongues is in the Bible. Not only that, but it's real. Not only that, it's the birth of the Spirit. Not only that, Jesus said, "Except you be born of the water of the Spirit, you cannot see the kingdom of God." You said, "What about believing?" You can't get the Holy Ghost till you do believe. You say, "I got saved when I believed." You hadn't believed yet or you'd have the Holy Ghost. Sure you get saved when you believe. The Bible says, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Thus spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. But you know what the church world has done? It's separated the experience in God from the verbal concept of receiving the blessing of God. And they told you, "You got saved when you said, 'I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.'" That's not true. When you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to receive an experience with God. That's what they didn't tell you. I'll tell you whether you've believed or not. If you stand to your feet and lift up your hands and worship God, if you haven't got the Holy Ghost yet, you haven't believed yet. You know how the Lord knows and everybody else knows whether you've believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Because if you believe, you will receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Oh, everybody wants a substitute for that. You say, that's too hard. It's not hard. It's hard to fool around with God and still be hungry and yet not be thirsty. You're hungry, but you don't want anything to eat. Thirsty, but nothing to drink. Starving, but no food. Weary, but no rest. Anxious, but no response. Needy, but no help. This world is confused. The church world is frustrated. They want God, but don't want to pay the price. They want to serve the Lord, but they don't want to serve Him in the Spirit. They want a God that they can corner, a market that they can sit on, a monopoly on religion. Let me tell you, friend, we've broken the chain. There's something about the apostolic experience that you can't corner up. You can't put God in a computer. You can't put Him under a magnifying glass. You can't get God in a telescope. I'm going to tell you, He's bigger than the world. He's bigger than your world. Hallelujah. He's higher than the heavens, deeper than the sea, wider than the oceans, taller than a tree. I want to tell you what God is. God is everywhere. Everywhere present. All things knowledgeable. Hallelujah. Omnipresent. Omniscient. Almighty God. You can't bottle Him up. Amen. You can't detail God. You can't outline the Spirit. If you want God, you've just got to come just as you are. Without one plea. Without one argument. Come on with your chains and your shackles. Come on with your manacles. Come on to God just as you are. And say, God, I know I need something else. I need something more. Hallelujah. You want to know why these people in this building have their hands up? That's it, Dick Frozen. Come on. That's the way to get what you need from God. My God, you waited a long time. But if you really want Him, you can be set free. You don't have to be bound. That's the devil's vice. Ashamed of it. I've got God and I'm thankful for it. You say, you run Him off. I ain't running nobody off. Hallelujah. I've got joy and I'm thankful. Hallelujah. I found truth and I know I've got it. I know I've got it. I know I've got it. Got it in my heart. Got it in my mind. Got it in the spirit. Woo! I got it in my feet. I got it in my hands. When I got God, He got me. Woo! You can have this man-made religion if you want it. You can take all the pleasures of the world and put them in one bottle. But give me one touch of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You receive the Holy Ghost right now. Let's lift our hands. Thank God. You folks can receive the Holy Ghost right now in Jesus' name. To get the real old-fashioned Holy Ghost. Woo! Praise His name! Praise His name! Hallelujah! That's right. Don't worry. Don't be ashamed. That's all right. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and worship the Lord if you feel like it. Talk in tongues. Amen. Let the Spirit of the Lord move in this place tonight. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's it. That's it. That's it. Receive the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I praise.
praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. I predict you won't get very far. I predict the Holy Ghost will stop you tonight and turn you around. Amen. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. If you want the Holy Ghost, lift your hand. Receive it now. If you want a renewing of the Holy Ghost, oh, I wouldn't let a bench stop me. I wouldn't let an aisle stop me. I wouldn't let anything stop me. I wouldn't let people stop me. I wouldn't worry about anybody. I'm not going to fear anymore. If you want God, you can have God. Don't let the devil cause you to fear. Hallelujah. Let fear rule your mind. Let fear rule your heart, and you'll lose your soul. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want this choir to come stand right down here. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want everybody in this choir to get a renewing of the Holy Ghost. Everybody in the choir, turn around here and get a renewing of the Holy Ghost. Turn around and face up this way a while. Thank you.
Come on, you can get the Holy Ghost. Come on, receive the Holy Ghost tonight. Quit worrying about everybody. Come on, get the Holy Ghost. Let those old fear shackles die. Come on, you can have it tonight. Folks, if you're looking for something to do, you just have to find it, because it's all over here. If I were you, I'd get out of my seat, move around somewhere, let the Holy Ghost come in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I want you. I don't want anything but the Holy Ghost and fire. I want the real thing. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Over here, you brethren, find someone to pray for. Pray for each other. You ladies, pray for each other. Turn around and pray for one another. In this section, pray for one another. That's right. Reach around to somebody that they may not even know they want the Holy Ghost. Amen. You fellas, pray one for another. That's right. You gals, pray one for another over here. Brother Gunstanson, help those girls pray for one another over there. You folks, pray for one another. Amen. Come on, get a renewing of the Holy Ghost. Pray for whoever's there. It don't make any difference. Hallelujah. Lord, take this whole world and give me Jesus. That's it. When you want him more than you want anything else, you're going to have him. Whoa. Thank you. to be baptized in water in Jesus' name for the remission of all your sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. Come here, Lisa. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. I'm asking you to make this a new chapter in her life. Let this be the first day in the rest of her entire life. Hallelujah. Take every doubt away, every fear, every unconcern, every complacency. Renew her in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Touch this young man, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Make him what he needs to be. Hallelujah. Who else in this building needs to be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of your sins? If you haven't been baptized in water in Jesus' name, the time is now. Amen. Oh, they're still getting the Holy Ghost. Isn't that wonderful? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's all worship the Lord together. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You come out.
I were you, I wouldn't stop short of what God wants to give me tonight. I'd get what God has for me. I'd break the faith barrier tonight. I'd lose my fear tonight. I'd quit worrying about what people say tonight. Yeah.